It was an amazing week for me because of the openness that everyone demonstrated right off the bat, the first morning there. We went around confessing, and everybody just, with all their hearts, just confessed everything to the Lord that was on their heart, and all the things that were not right with Him. And that was just beautiful for me to see, because that was such an essential part of it from the beginning. And it was the best evidence of unity that I saw during the trip, I think, was as we were splitting wood in the rain. There was quite a bit of wood that needed split, and it was a dismal situation. Everybody was soaking wet, and the work was very strenuous, and it was raining, and the weather was dreary. And there was a great opportunity for everyone to be disheartened and to work slowly, but everybody gave it their whole heart. They worked with every bit of energy they had. They just gave it all they got. And it was a blast, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody had a great time, and it was wonderful to see that outward circumstances do not affect your inward condition whenever you're right with the Lord. But for me personally, I feel like I was taken on a journey to the heart by the Lord in 1996, and that was the time whenever I realized, really, I couldn't say I knew God's voice, and I couldn't say that I had rivers of living water flowing from my inner man, and I couldn't say that I knew God, like it says in John 17. So I just began searching Scripture with all my heart, and that was what I did on my free time, is I just sought the Lord with all my heart. And when I found Him, of course, there's nothing that can describe that. And every time I hear testimonies of the awesome things that God did in people's hearts on the journey, I think that's exactly what God did for me in 1996. Mm-hmm. And so I just so much want to see this journey completed in every single one of these students' lives, because this is really just the beginning. And if you continue seeking God with all of your heart throughout the rest of your life, making knowing Him your number one priority, then there is no end to the excitement that God will do with your life. And that's my prayer.